Leah Blue, and this is Double Stack, where you'll discover a radically more profitable approach to web design and digital marketing. The old school web agency model is outdated and no longer enough. Today, you're expected to have both the marketing stack, so you know what to do, and the tech stack to pull it off. If you're a web designer, Double Stack is the new way to make six figures working out of your house with a laptop. All of this is totally free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast. I want to tell you something that I found really ironic about lead generation versus closing sales. But before we get into that, let me give you a quick analogy. Like, a lot of people assume that because I have this YouTube channel and whatever, that I'm kind of this extroverted person and I always do well in social situations or something like that. But the truth is, I kind of struggle with social situations sometimes. I mean, I've gotten better over time, but I remember I got one of my first jobs. We had a foosball table in the office, and other people were obviously there. It was me, this guy Bobby, another guy Randy. A bunch of guys were all playing foosball. Anyway, so I start playing foosball with this guy Bobby a lot. And I remember one particular day we were playing foosball, and at the end of the game, he was like, "Hey, you want to go get some lunch?" And I was like, "What?" And so I actually said, "I think this is escalating our relationship." I don't know. And he's like, "What are you talking about?" Right? Because, like, I always have this kind of awkward way of just saying what's on my mind. But the funny thing was, it really did escalate the relationship. And so we went from playing foosball to having lunch. And then eventually I was actually a groomsman in Bobby's wedding. And so we took all these steps to kind of get all the way up to that level. But if he had just said the first day that I came into the office, "Hey, do you want to be a groomsman in my wedding?" I'd be like, "You're nuts. What's wrong with you? Like, what are you talking about? You don't even know who I am," right? But the reason I tell you that story, though, is because it has everything to do with the difference between lead generation and closing sales, and like the continuum that kind of is kind of in that process. But it all starts with lead generation. And I didn't realize that at first with our business. And I constantly just thought that the most important thing to do was to educate people on how I help them, like what services I offer, what kind of things that I can do. And the better I could educate the client, the more likely I was to get more leads. And it turned out, as ironic as it might sound, that is entirely false. It doesn't work that way at all when it comes to web design and digital marketing and getting leads for those types of services, especially if they're high ticket services. So here's the thing that I wanted to share with you today. There's a couple of points, a couple of takeaways that I guarantee when you kind of get this in your head, if your business was anything like ours, it will revolutionize the way that you do lead generation, and it'll just skyrocket your business almost overnight because it fundamentally changes your messaging. And I'll give you a link to some examples in a second. But here's the thing. It's like, you can get leads if you can just do three things. And so what I'm doing here is I'm differentiating between getting leads and closing sales. Don't worry about closing the sale. The sales and landing the clients, and we'll talk about all that later. Right now, we're just focusing exclusively on how do you get leads. Whether it's at a B&I group or a Chamber of Commerce meeting, or you're just talking to somebody, or what to say on your website, or if you're going to email somebody. It doesn't really matter what the context is. It follows this kind of three-step formula, and the three steps are, step one is, you got to make sure that the person understands who you want to work with, like, who is this for? The second thing is, what's the outcome that you can help them generate in terms of the business result that they're looking for? And then the third thing is, you gotta at least hint at why it works, right? So, like, the goal of lead generation is to move people from feeling stuck in their problem to getting a sense of hope on the horizon. That's all it is. It's that one small first step. It's like when Bobby said, "Hey, do you want to go get lunch?" And then I was like, okay, so boom, it was that first step in escalating the relationship. And if you say too much, it will kill the lead generation process. And this was the hardest thing for me to overcome. And like a lot of the people that I'm coaching in Blue Theory and in Double Stack, this is like one of the number one things that we have to address first. And it's really, really hard because when you learn how to do something that's kind of technical, it's really enticing to teach people how it works because I feel really excited about what I've learned and we're getting great results from it. And wouldn't it be great if I could tell you how it works so you can understand all the details too? And here's a side note, by the way. Once you kind of tap into this lead generation concept that we're going through right now, you can apply this exact same thing to your clients too. Like, a lot of our clients are in health and wellness and, you know, medical stuff. And like they have technical knowledge, just like you and I do. Like our technical knowledge is on web design, marketing, digital media, and stuff like that. Their technical knowledge is basically in health and wellness and all the stuff that goes on with making people feel better. But here's the similarity between the two. In the same way that you and I are tempted to just educate people on all of the technical details of how SEO works and core web vitals and page load speeds and how, you know, how you're supposed to SEO your site better, like all of the technical details, it's really tempting to try to teach people, hey, you're not doing these things, let me show you what the problems are, and kind of go deep into the weeds. The same thing is true for them too. Like they start, like they are, like the doctors and the medical people that I've worked with over the past 20 years are notoriously terrible at marketing because of this exact reason, because they go so deep into the weeds that they don't have the ability to communicate with the client. So here's the thing, once you kind of get this concept, this kind of ironic lead generation concept that we're gonna get into here in just a second, once you kind of bake that into your business, you can turn around and bake it into other people, like your clients' businesses too, and revolutionize their lead flow as well. But the bottom line here is saying too much will kill the lead generation process, right? Because like the temptation is, let me teach you how all this stuff works. Because like maybe have you ever done like a site audit and then said, hey, look, I found all of these problems on your website. Let me fix these problems for you. Or let me even teach you why they're problems in the first place. That doesn't work very well. It's rare. It's not, I mean, sometimes you'll get leads from that, but it's rare. It's hard. It's not the best way to go about generating leads, especially for higher ticket, longer term relationships when it comes to web design and digital marketing. Because even if you did do a site audit, and even if the person did agree that they'd like to fix those problems, once you fix the problems, it tends to end the relationship. You have to move on and do it again somewhere else. Whereas if you can connect on a deeper issue, like how do you generate more leads on a recurring basis for your clients, and how do you grow wealth and revenue and more calls on the calendar and launch new products, like once you get in deeper in with the client, then you get these long-term recurring revenue relationships where it's almost like a partnership. And that's one of the things that I think is critically important if you would like to scale the business without having to just constantly hunt for leads all the time. So the ironic truth about getting leads, there's two things. Here's the two things that I find just incredibly mind-blowingly ironic. And when I realized them, it changed everything. The first one was the client cares so much more about the problem than they do about the solution. And so if you know that, then you can talk more about the problem and kind of push the solution stuff off till later, right? So it's not that they don't care at all about the solution, but when you start that first lead generation part of the relationship, the beginning part of the relationship, the only thing that's really on their mind is the problem that they have, not the solution. The second thing that's really crazy too is you have to know what the solution is first in order to be able to listen to the client's problem. Now, here's how that works. At least it's how it works for us. And it makes a lot of sense kind of when I think about it in other areas too. Like think about anything that you do sequentially. Like say for example, okay, so my daughter was baking some cookies and the cookies didn't turn out the way we wanted. They're dry and crumbly. And so I said, well, tell me what you did to bake the cookies and maybe we can see where it went off the rails. And so she starts telling me all the different steps, and it turns out she measured one of the ingredients or whatever, and the cookies ended up being kind of dry and crumbly. But if I didn't know the solution, like if I didn't know how to make cookies properly, then when she went off the rails, I wouldn't have recognized it. Like I couldn't find the missing piece if I didn't already know the full picture. And so the irony is, for me, I had to learn a lot of stuff. Like I had to learn, like, how do I take a client from not generating the leads that they need all the way up to whatever their financial goal is with their business. Like what are the individual steps we need to go from, like how to generate the traffic, how to get the leads, how to nurture the leads, how to actually book the clients, what's the whole customer journey look like? So then when they tell me what's not working, like the different things they've tried and why it's failed, I can look in there and say, well, here's the missing piece. You know, you didn't add enough butter or whatever, or you forgot to put the eggs in or something like that. And that way you can say, okay, well, I know what the missing piece is. But the ironic part is you can't talk about the solution yet. Like you have to know what it is in order to be able to listen. But if you tell people, like we were just talking about, like if you say too much, if you begin to teach people what the problem is and how to fix it and all the other stuff, it's too deep in the weeds and they don't care yet. And so they don't care yet, right? There's a sequence to this whole thing. And if you want to know more about the sequence, you just kind of want to jump in and kind of work with me on this, go ahead and check this. I'm going to put a link in the description to Blue Theory, which is a brand new like coaching community for you and me to work together. And I guarantee if you show up, it'll grow your business. Check the link. You'll see the guarantee on the page. But here's the thing that I wanted to really underscore with this session right here, is that lead generation and closing sales is a two-step process. I mean, at a very high level, it's at least two steps. And so in order to unwind your lead generation problems, at least for me, it's like in order to unwind why I wasn't getting leads, as soon as I realized that there was a difference between lead generation and closing sales, so I could focus on the lead generation part, it fundamentally changed everything for me. And so here's kind of what the bottom line is for me. It's like, I want calls on the calendar. I don't need to sell anything except for the call. Like, I want to get people to be interested enough to want to talk to me. And then I want to sell whatever it is that I think would be helpful to them. And so it's kind of like a two-step process. But in the beginning, all I'm concerned about is kind of piquing someone's interest enough to say, yeah, I think that might be interesting. And so I want to kind of move somebody from feeling, oh man, I'm really stuck in this problem, all the way to, I feel like there's hope on the horizon. Let me see if I can talk to that guy. And maybe that's kind of my ticket out. That's the whole process of lead generation. And if you go beyond that, it wrecks everything. People's eyes glaze over and they're swallowing yawns. And it doesn't work if you try to teach people how your stuff works. The goal of these initial meetings and the goal of lead generation is not to get the client to fully understand everything you do. And the irony is it's quite the opposite. The goal of the meeting is for you to understand them and what the problem is. And if you can figure out exactly what the problem is, you can figure out what the missing piece is, and you can describe to someone, maybe even better than they can describe themselves, what their problem is, they will automatically assume that you also know the answer because you diagnosed the problem so well. And if you can do that, that's how you get the leads. And so it comes down to these three basic steps. Step one is, and if you do these three steps, I guarantee you will get all of the leads that match these three steps. Step one is, the person needs to think, this is for people exactly like me. So it can't be so broad. It can't be like, hey, we help businesses grow. Because if I see a headline that says, we help businesses grow, I think to myself, well, there's no way you could possibly do that. Like, what about my business? Or can you help like carpet cleaning businesses? Are you talking about lawyers? Are you talking about real estate agents? It's like, there's no way that you know how to help all the businesses grow. At least that's what I would be thinking if I read the website. So you need to kind of narrow the target audience. And so when somebody lands on your site or when you're talking to someone, it could be a face-to-face interaction. The first thing that needs to be cleared up is the person that you're talking to needs to believe, hey, this is exactly for people like me or exactly for businesses like mine. That's the first thing. The second thing is that this is exactly the result that I want. So the other problem with like these headlines of like, we help businesses grow or it's time to scale your business, it doesn't really tell me how it's going to work. It's like, do you mean more leads? Do you mean you help people with product launches? Do you mean you help people establish franchises? I mean, there's so many different things that could potentially grow a business. I want to know what the exact outcome is that you're trying to offer to me. And maybe it's local lead generation for businesses that are trying to connect with people in the community. If that's what you do, say that that's the specific thing that you do. Right. And so then the people that want that outcome in their business will be like, oh, wow, this is exactly for businesses like mine. This is exactly the problem I'm trying to solve. And then the third thing that you have to stick in there is you have to make it believable. Like, you have to tell people why it works. Now, you don't have to describe down into the weeds, like all the different intricacies of like exactly what you do. But you need to at least hint at why this is going to work. You have to give some reasons, like a little basic high level reasons. So if you want to see some examples of headlines and how this whole three-step formula works and exactly what to say on your website to kind of bring this three-step formula to life, check out this next video and we'll go through a bunch of different examples. Or if you just want to work together on it, check the link in the description and join Blue Theory and we can work on it together in there. If you like this, head over to doublestack.net and check out our free video workshop on high-ticket web design. You can even schedule a call to talk to me personally about how to win more clients at higher prices. Head over to doublestack.net and let's take the next step for your business together.